Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies, the seven I Ams of Revelation, the I Am being the title of God, the great I Am, the one who lives in the eternal present, the one who is the greatest fact in all the universe, I Am. We've already in this series of studies considered the I Am of comfort, the I Am of preeminence, the I Am of resurrection, the I Am of government, and today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the I Am of satisfaction. And now we go clear to the back of the book of Revelation, clear almost to the end of the book. In chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, we read these words, beginning at verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And this is eternal satisfaction. Thirst in the scripture is analogous to indeed water, rather, in the scripture is analogous to thirst. And thirst is indeed that which we seek to satisfy, with which we seek to satisfy the soul. The soul is thirsty. I believe that God has created the soul thirsty so that he could satisfy the thirst of the soul. Now our Lord Jesus on this occasion said, It is done, I am Alpha and Omega, the first letter of the Greek alphabet and the last letter of the Greek alphabet, the beginning and the ending, I am. Now he says, after he has declared his title, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. You know, I'm going to talk about satisfaction in two areas. I want to talk about satisfaction in this life and then satisfaction in the life to come. Mankind is seeking satisfaction desperately. We Americans seek the pursuit of happiness as part of our national heritage. We think it belongs to us. We seek it in pleasure. We seek it pursuing the various sports. I've heard that the men in Phoenix who play golf, those avid golfers who like to play their golf, cannot play it in the summertime because of the terrible heat of the day. Those golfers will go out to the golf course very early in the morning, even before sunup, to get their place at starting the course. And those golfers will play their round of golf early in the morning. What drives them to do that? I believe it's thirst, a kind of thirst. Now, I have no objections to golf. It's a game that furnishes good exercise, takes you out into God's clean, fresh air. I played golf with my sons, but at 4 o'clock in the morning? Not me. Indeed, I'd rather be reading my Bible at 4 o'clock in the morning for the satisfaction of the soul than to try to play a game of golf. And then there are hunters that go to Africa from America. What drives them to Africa on those hunting safaris? It's thirst. And then there are many Americans that seek to drown their thirst in academic attainments. We have the professional student. He never gets through learning, and Paul says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I know of a young woman who divorced her husband of 8 years so that she could go into a different city to a university that she liked and pursue her academic interests. How sad that she would have to have a thirst like that. And then we seek it through drugs and free love. And I'm telling you, drugs is the bane of this nation. It's the most danger that this nation has ever experienced, I believe. Drugs and free love. Why? They're seeking, indeed, to satisfy their souls. The Lord Himself, in this life, if we're talking about satisfaction in this life, the Lord Himself promises it. We read in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel, the Lord was talking to many of those that were seeking to provoke Him, to show them miracles. And we read in verse 30 of the 6th chapter of St. John, they said therefore unto Him, what sign showest Thou then, that we may see and believe Thee? What dost Thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to Me shall never hunger. He that believeth on Me shall never thirst. Who is speaking here? The great I Am, the One who lives in the eternal present, the Lord Jesus Himself. He says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to Me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in Me shall never thirst. Now, does that mean that when one is born again, when he becomes a Christian, believing that Jesus died for his sins, believing that the Lord Jesus did all that was necessary on the cross to take us to heaven, believing that we will find satisfaction in Him when we trust Him, does that mean that we will never experience physical hunger? Of course not. This is spiritual hunger. This is the hunger of the soul that the Lord Jesus is talking about. He later in this chapter says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is My flesh, which I will give for the light of the world. Life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They missed the mark. He was the bread of heaven. Now, as we appropriate physical food, so we must appropriate Christ as a satisfying portion of our hearts. And that bread of heaven will satisfy the soul and satisfy the thirst. Bread, both the hunger and thirst is mentioned here. He that cometh to Me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on Me shall never thirst. Oh, how wonderful. The Lord is the answer. He will satisfy the soul. And as long as men and women seek the pleasures of this world and satisfy their souls with that, it's like chasing the rainbow for the pot of gold at the foot of the rainbow. It reminds me of what the poet Robert Burns said, but pleasures are like poppies spread. You seize the flower, the fruit, the bloom is shed, or like the snowfall on the river, a moment white, then gone forever. He should have known, Robert Burns should have known, and he says it doesn't satisfy. You never attain it until you come to Christ. Now let's talk about satisfaction in the life to come. We read of it there in Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, where the Lord says, He said unto me, John is the listener, it is done, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. The soul will be forever satisfied with Christ. The cravings of the old nature will be gone forever. It will be bliss without alloy. Bliss and satisfaction with no one single distracting factor. Now the cravings of the old nature will be gone forever. I think of a lady that wrote to Dr. Harry Ironside. She had lost her little dog. And she wrote to Dr. Ironside, and she says, "Dear Dr. Ironside," she says, "I lost my little dog. It was such a companion with me. Will that little dog be in heaven?" And Dr. Ironside, with the wisdom of Solomon, wrote back to her and said, "My dear sister, if that little dog is necessary to your happiness in heaven, he'll be there." Now, I'm asking you, after she has seen the Lord Jesus and seen the bliss of heaven, do you think she's going to hunt up Dr. Ironside and say, "Dr. Ironside, I thought you told me my little dog would be here"? Do you think she will? I don't think she will. This is the I Am that says, "I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Certainly, you and I can take the word of the Lord for it. He is not going to have any, we're not going to have any unfulfilled desires in heaven. I think of a dreadful comparison made in Luke chapter 19 with the verses that we've just read in Revelation chapter 21. We read there of a story of a certain rich man that was clothed in purple, and he feasted daily, and there was a poor beggar that sat on his doorsteps, and the dogs licked the sores. The beggar's name was Lazarus. We read, "And it came to pass that the beggar died, was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip," now notice this please, "dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." You can spiritualize this if you want to. He's thirsty, and he wants just a little water on his tongue. That wasn't a big request, but he was denied. Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Beside this, there is between you and us a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from henceforth to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." Here is a man in eternity. His soul is not satisfied. This thirst tells us that our thirst, the thirst of those that will take Christ as Savior, will be forever satisfied in that heaven to come. Father, today, help us to realize what we can have in Christ. We pray in his precious name. Amen.